turn down, switch off, recycle, walk, change. Those are five simple recommendations the European Commission is calling on people to follow in an effort to raise awareness of climate change and possible ways to reduce its speed. In order to educate individuals on the factors contributing to climate change, as well as to influence them to try and stop its progression, the European Commission has launched a campaign, now targeted specifically at young people. In the short and snappy recommendations, it asks them to turn down the heating, switch off lights that aren't needed, recycle waste, and walk or cycle to school instead of driving. As part of the campaign, a lecture was held in one of Prague's high schools this week. Teachers and experts tried to explain to students that they themselves can control climate change. A geography teacher showing her 18-year-old students photos of receding glaciers in different parts of the world and explaining the various ways in which greenhouse gases get into the atmosphere. From now until mid-December, as part of the campaign, students and teachers can sign a pledge, either individually or as a group, to reduce their carbon dioxide emissions by making small changes to their daily behavior. Ladislav Miko represented the European Commission at the discussion.
The campaign is targeted to every citizen of European Union, and in particular we are just starting the phase two, which is specifically focused on the school children.
And what are young people being told? How is the campaign conducted? Is it special classes or is it competitions?
I think it's all of that, but what is the most important is we are asking them to look at the webpage of the campaign and to behave according the recommendations which are presented there. It is more than 50 recommendations of small actions which could be done every day and which are contributing to the climate change mitigation.
What are they, for example?
It's just so simple things like switching off the computers or TV sets instead of standby regime, or heating the rooms maybe 1 degree less. All this could contribute substantially if everyone will adapt to this behavior.
It's clear that young people are difficult to motivate to change their behavior or to do whatever. How are you going to motivate them to change and to observe maybe these things which might not be attractive for them?
I do believe that if they have a clear reasoning, clear understanding of the problem, they are able and willing to change. I don't believe they will change behavior if they don't see a real reason and real results. But we try exactly by this campaign to show that the results are possible and could be very substantial if really the big part, at least, of community is following the recommendations.
And do you believe that if you teach young people, if you show them what can be done differently, that they can in turn teach their parents or inspire their parents to change their behavior?
I am quite sure that there is a strong influence. At the same time, I also believe that the young people are thinking about their future, and they know that after 20 years, they will have to live in this earth, and they are caring about that, what will be the, which conditions they will have for their life. So I think this is quite strong incentive to think about how to try to influence.
Zalesnění a veškerá biosféra, samozřejmě výměna určitého mezi biomasou.
One of the speakers during the lecture was Dušan Vácha from the Czech Hydrometeorological Office. Among other things, he explained to the students that not all greenhouse gases are man-made, but that it's also other living organisms that produce those gases.
From agriculture, there is two main groups of emissions. It's fugitive emissions from animals, mainly from cows, and another emissions are from soil. It's oxide nitrogens from using fertilizers. And the methane emissions are from animals. So if people eat more vegetables or cereals than meat, they save methane emissions.
And how can individuals, for example, in the Czech Republic, influence or help reduce the emissions of greenhouse gases?
It's very simply, and on the other hand, it's very, very difficult, because every energy which is don't consumed save emissions and also helps reduce impact of climate change, and also every product or goods which is not consumed also helps. So, but it's problem not to consume energy and products.
But what do the students themselves think of all that? After the lesson, I talked to one of them, 18-year-old Tomáš.
Are you planning to join in the project and help reduce emissions of greenhouse gases?
Well, I have to talk first with my other, the other students, and we might, but I don't know yet.
And do you know how you personally can reduce the emissions of greenhouse gases?
Well, maybe I could start with turning off the computer when I don't use it, and maybe turn off the heater a bit or something like that.
How about recycling? Do you recycle?
Sometimes bottles, but not that much. I think I should like recycle more.
And here at school, do you have some kind of policy of recycling?
We don't have policy, but we have like boxes for bottles, and we have boxes for papers and stuff. And we are supposed to put them in there, but we don't have to if we don't want to. So it's not like policy.
Are you yourself concerned about climate change?
Well, I think everybody should be concerned, because it's an important matter, and each one of us can like feel the, what I mean, like in like 20 years we might all be like living in a completely different climate, and everything can change, so I don't know.
And what you heard today, did you know all of that, or was some of the information new for you about climate change globally and about greenhouse gases, etc.?
I heard a couple new things, new facts about what might happen in the future. So I heard about those glaciers, that they might melt and stuff. I knew that, but I didn't know that they can melt that much. That might, to 70 million people, they would have to move out from their place they're living right now, and that's pretty important.
And how about transport, cars, buses, motorcycles? How do you travel to school?
I walk to school, but I think the biggest problem in Czech Republic is that we have old cars, so we have to renew them somehow, because the old cars, they are worse for the climate than the new ones.